Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, the fabulous Miss 100%. We want to kick it to you. And if you want to kick it with us, you can call us up, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We also encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site. Join our site, join our Yahoo group, interact with us. You know, you touch us and we'll touch you.
Hey.
I like that. Also, we social network. Twitter, you can follow me. I'm Smooth Drama. My yearbook tag, Facebook. I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. And we can holler and talk a taste on it. But as always, I know y'all ain't really trying to hear me or catch me. You really want to get at my fabulous co-host, Miss 100%. Tell them where they can catch you at.
Well, they can catch me on Facebook. That's the best place to catch me. Miss 100% spelled out. Or email me, I'm not on BS at yahoo.com or miss100% at yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter. Really, if you really want to get to know me, join our Yahoo group. You can email me there, post some pictures of yourself, you know, just get all warm and cozy with me. That's how I like it. But also, you can catch me on tag as Miss Short Thing as well.
Oh, warm and cuddly. Wow.
Yeah. Friendly, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of friendly, after 8 years of being investigated for steroid allegations, it's over. Barry Bonds is, I guess he's free, but he's sentenced for 30 days at home arrest. Why? You want to know why, Miss 100%?
You know what? I bet you everybody else is dying to know why.
Yeah. Oh, because he was found guilty not of using steroids, but of misleading grand jurors. Meaning, because, say, I'm Barry Bonds, and you refuse to testify against me, and I refuse to say I'm guilty, I'm misleading the grand jury.
Yes, sir.
Because obviously, if you say I'm not guilty, and everybody else says he's not guilty, that's not good enough.
Why can't he just plead the Fifth and then be done with it? There's no more Fifth Amendment.
Well, it wouldn't even matter. He said, I didn't do it. His homie, who they call in as a witness, said, I didn't do it. And I didn't see him do it. And he went to jail for it twice. And they still, 8 years. Roger Clemens, he didn't have to go through none of this. He didn't have to do 30 days, nothing. And they was evidence up the ass.
And he was guilty.
Right.
I don't want to say that word as sin, but that's a bad little cliche. I'm not going to say that, but he was guilty.
Right. And there is no evidence, Barry Bonds, whatsoever. Zero. But he got to do 30 days anyway. You just wonder sometimes. I can be innocent but do time, but I can be guilty and do no time.
So what was his crime that he didn't say that he did it?
He was misleading the grand jury.
By saying that he didn't do it?
Pretty much, yeah. Don't you know you're supposed to say I'm guilty? So they can convict you. And since we can't catch you, we force you to stay in your million-dollar home for 30 days. See, which brings us for the new word of the week. Illogic foolishness. Because that is some illogical foolishness there.
All right.
Yeah, it's not making sense to me whatsoever. You're going to tell a rich man he has to stay home for a month. He probably was going to do that anyway. Yeah. But who am I? More important things to talk about, though. Pussy. My eyes couldn't believe it. There's an energy drink in Australia that's called Pussy. It's an energy drink called Pussy. You see, I keep saying it.
You just keep saying it.
Pussy.
Yeah. Why you keep saying it?
I mean, it's like I can say, hey, 100, when you go to the store, can you pick me up some pussy? It's just normal conversation.
Or better yet, you can say, you know, can you loan me some money because I want to buy some pussy?
I can say that now, and it's all good, right?
Not if you don't live in Australia.
Well, maybe.
Is it here?
Technically, I can probably buy some pussy online.
I'm pretty sure you could.
Now, obviously, there are some adults who are upset about it because, you know, they say they're. One lady said her 8-year-old daughter commented on the name of the drink in front of customers in the store, and it was embarrassing. It's not something I expect to deal with when out with my kids.
Huh.
Yeah.
In 2 years, her kid will be sending naked pictures over the internet.
Yeah.
Why? Because she's so jaded. And these kids know more about sex and body parts and all that different kind of stuff than we do.
You know what? I would agree with that, only to disagree, as illogical as that sounds.
But that's the theme of the show.
Well, yeah. I mean, because I just see it as just like I remember the Ohio Players had the album with the naked woman on it. Skin tight.
Mm-hmm.
She was butt naked. And me and my cousin couldn't wait till my parents left out so we can just stare at that album for hours. I mean, kids, it's just the nature of kids, and it doesn't mean that your kid grow up to be a pervert, whatnot. I mean, it's something that parents should talk about. And the energy drink named Pussy, well, there are such a thing as Pussy Cats.
Pussy foot, pussy willow,
right.
Pussy
putting
around.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, an energy drink named Pussy is not that big a deal. I think it's kind of cool myself. And after the show, I'm going to go online and order me some.
Wow.
Let me know if you want some pussy, and I'll order you some too.
No, I don't like pussy.
You haven't even tried it yet. Don't hate it.
Hey, I'm a Renaissance type of gal. I'll try it. No, next topic.
Oh, well. The exact opposite of pussy footing around. Senior hockey fight where I guess the guy, one guy, and I had to retell this story. My man Soul in the Hole can appreciate this. These older guys playing hockey, and one guy beats the other guy down, and so in the guy who got beat down grabbed the other guy's hockey glove, threw it over the glass, went back in the locker room. He was pissed. He got his ass whooped. It happens in hockey. So what he does, he comes back from the locker room, went in the seats where he threw the guy's gloves, and the teammates thought that he was going to see his girlfriend. Then they saw he had went down to the corner of the arena, and he was copping a squat. Then he returned the glove to his original spot, and midway through, the guy went and picked up his stuff, showered, changed, and about to go out. He went and collect his glove, and he picked it up, put his hand in, and kapow! How you like me now? He got a warm and Uzi Brown surprise.
Oh, you said Uzi?
Well, I didn't have any other words.
Wow. How do you know it wasn't green in their mind?
Well, yeah. Whatever it is. It's behavior unbecoming of a man.
Behavior unbecoming. That's just nasty and freaking stuff.
Gross.
He ought to be slapped twice.
I mean, well, dude whooped his ass. I'm guaranteeing that if he see him around town, it's on.
He got another one. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is a prime example of bitch assness, right? You gonna shit in my hockey glove? Come on now, for real. No, we don't play games like that.
What happened to just taking the ass whooping? Take your ass whooping like a man and just, I'm going to get you back. Then, of course, he got suspended from the league. He can't play hockey no more. Lost his money. And you're known as the guy who shit in another guy's glove. Way to go, homie. Yeah. I ain't going to say your name because your name don't deserve to be said. But you're a sucker. And speaking of suckers, I cannot go. I guess it's going to be week to week here. Jerry Sandusky, one of the attorneys who joined his legal team, says that there's a new explanation of why Jerry Sandusky was in the shower with the young men. He said the 10-year-old lacked basic personal hygiene, and so Sandusky was teaching him hygiene in the shower.
You know what? I'm just so sick and tired of being sick and tired of this mess. Nothing he says is going to get this nasty-ass man out of trouble, so he need to just stop talking because he's making matters worse. He just needs to stop. I mean, there's telling us to call the gay and bisexual hotline, and now he's teaching the boy. He's teaching 20 little boys. Yeah. I mean, because basically,
you know what? Now that I think about it, I myself may be a volunteer shower coach for interested ladies. You know,
wow.
Ladies, if you're interested in learning hygiene. Me and my man Soul in the Hole, we can teach you.
You know what?
And for the interested fellas, here at Smooth Drama, Miss 100% will gladly show you proper hygiene.
I'm getting sensory overload thinking about that. Let me... getting out of here. Anyway,
Yeah. Jerry Sandusky, I mean, see, this is what I understand. People pepper spray and bust folks' asses for Christmas gifts, but ain't nobody ran up on Sandusky yet.
Right.
Why has nobody ran up on him and bust his ass?
Right.
This is what I'm talking about.
He out of jail, Malin, propositioning new potential boy, you know, grooming him, giving him stuff, you know. He's still doing it. You can't tell me that his habits have changed that quickly because he's in trouble for it. I mean, trust me, he's still doing it. So everybody is arguing with each other over, what was it that they beat the old grandfather up in Walmart over a video game? Beat the mess out of that old man and was jerking on the little boy over a video game. But we have people that killing each other, 80-year-old women getting killed for no reason. And nobody is standing up for that.
Well, on that note, you know, we going to go on break. And I'm going to go to a little present that I just found in my email this morning from one of my favorites, Razzcast. This is Razzcast, Jack Frost. We're not going to do that. We're going to go somewhere else because we have to apologize for the technical difficulties beyond our control. We're going to go to my favorite since it is basketball season. This is Gangstar. Now You're Mine, because, you know, it's high ball.
together you gotta be smooth. Drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Gangstar, you know, the late, great Guru. Another one of them rappers that, dope rappers that's not here no more. Now You're Mine, off the White Men Can't Jump soundtrack. Still, for my money, the best basketball movie ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the funniest. Because I'm going to go to my car. And I'm going to shoot everybody.
How did I know you was going to say that?
Because that scene lives forever.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not unlike these bowl games, which do not. If you ain't listened to me, you know that I don't care too much for college football and their bowl game system. Because aside from the national championship, who gives a damn? Why would you watch any other game besides the national championship unless you're just a fan of the team? I want my team to do well. But the underlying thing, aside from the fact that it's not a real sport because they don't play out their championship, they vote on who their champion is. Like, oh, this team looks better than that team, so these are the teams who should play against each other instead of letting them play it out in the tournament. Also, you want to talk about gangster? I know you love how some institutions is gangster, Miss 100.
Uh-huh.
Well, in the bowl games, gangster is, I give you these tickets. I allot you these tickets, and you have to sell them. And if you don't, you have to pay for them anyway.
And your team still don't get to go.
Right. Well, yeah, your team gets to go, but...
So the team is only getting to go based on how many tickets they can actually sell, really.
No, you go, but your university... If you don't sell tickets, you actually lose money going to a bowl game. Like, for example, Nevada. Nevada is in the Hawaii Bowl, which is played on the most god-awful bowl day that you can have. Christmas Eve in Hawaii. How many people are going to Hawaii Christmas Eve? I'm going to guess not a lot.
Not that many.
Yeah. For example, how many has Nevada sold through phone sales? You want to take a guess?
10.
Ding, 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 ding. Nevada has sold 10 tickets.
That means that's just 10 lonely-ass people out there.
Well, I mean, and they'll probably, I mean, because people from Hawaii, they'll go to the game.
But it's Christmas Eve.
Right. I mean, but yeah, you can go to the game, but then see, if you live in Hawaii, you can go home.
Maybe that's 10 people from the same family who live in Hawaii that bought the ticket, so they're going there as a family thing.
Well, they have 600 people on the pass list, which is reserved for family and friends of players, the coaches and staff. So, yeah, they got to eat the rest of that money.
Wow.
And you want to talk about the dirtiness of the bowl game? That right there. Because nobody's going to watch that game anyway.
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, nobody cares about bowl games. They really don't. I mean, except the national championship game. And I'm only invested because my team LSU is in it. If not for that, would not really be watching it. I'm not really that interested in the voted on champion any longer. It kind of bores me. Now, if we did that in basketball, we wouldn't even have a great NCAA tournament. Every year, see, like, we do the tournament challenge, and who you pick to win it always gets their ass waxed. It never fails. And so I look at college football, you have a real tournament, and we'll know who the real champion is as opposed to the voted champion. Because I can just say, well, hey, you know, the greatest tennis player ever is Miss 100% because she looked like she can play it better than y'all. Period.
How wrong you are.
Right. But it don't matter. You just passed the eye test because I'm the voter. There it is.
Wow.
You win. You the greatest tennis player ever.
And I look good in my uniform.
Right. There it is.
Wow.
Don't need to say nothing else. Well, speaking of not having to say nothing else, I guess the last U.S. troops have crossed the Kuwaiti border. No more troops in Iraq. Woo! We have brought democracy to Iraq.
Hmm.
Yeah. You hear that joy all across the nation when they said that the last troops left Iraq?
Hmm.
And, hey, to bring down Saddam Hussein and his axis, well, his participation in the axis of evil, it only costs, what, about $1 trillion?
More than that.
Yeah.
That was the first year. Well, the first 2 years.
Yeah. Well, they say it's nearly $1 trillion.
So what did they do? Pay it off? Because, trust me, I did a report on it. I was actually in college at the time, and I did a report on it. And for the first 2 years, before it was even 2 years, it was at $1
trillion. Why are you trying to get all technical with the money?
Oh, I'm just saying they lied. It was an illogical foolishness.
Hold on. No. See, this is where I have to take offense with you, 100. I just don't say that the government is lying. The government don't lie. The government tell the truth to people all the time. What's wrong with you? Man, you tripping.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They ain't paid the bill, and it cost more than that. Man.
Right.
They tell
the truth. They left Iraq, but they went across the street, right?
Yeah, they in Kuwait.
That's just down the road, right?
Right. See, you know, the soldiers like, yeah, we left Iraq, but it's still 115 degrees right across the border in Kuwait. You know, when I think of coming home, I mean, I'm not in Kuwait either. I'm in Delaware.
Right.
No. I'm in New Hampshire.
I'm on the other side of the world.
I'm in America. Right. That's coming home, not going across the street. Oh, yeah, we crossed the border.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just smell, it just has a whiff of political bullshit to it. Mm. You know, you smell that, I smell shit.
Political diarrhea?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really stinky.
What'd you say earlier? The brown runny kind.
The brown runny kind. But hey, you know, speaking of the brown runny kind, Lil Kim is dead. Kim Jong too.
Now why y'all keep calling that man Lil Kim?
I mean, you know,
I'm sure she can take offense to that.
Yeah, well, he's dead, so there's nothing really to take offense to.
Yeah.
Not that I'm disrespecting the dead or anything like that, but he's gone. Now, does this mean that North Korea which was divided after World War II, finally going to come back together?
Probably not, because the sun is in power now.
Yeah, but here's what I don't understand. And, you know, help me try to work through this. You were divided by colonial powers during World War II. The communists on one side, the capitalists on the other. Why are you hating on each other? Because people who don't look like you say you should. I'm just trying to find the logic foolishness in all this. Korean, South Korean, and North Korean, who are the exact same people, are not just Korea because, well, they say we should be communists here, and they say we should be capitalists there.
Right.
And last time I checked, weren't Germany, East Germany and West Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Then they broke the wall down like 20 years ago?
Right. Well, you know what? Something else that really kind of grabbed me when I heard the news and I was watching it on television, how they talked about this man was basically a terrorist, how he lived a lavish lifestyle and was very materialistic, but at the same time, he was starving his own people. But when his people got the news of his death, they were wailing in the street, throwing themselves to the ground in grief and anger, and I just can't understand it.
Oh, I can tell you, it's the exact same thing like with Muammar Gaddafi and all the other the dictators. People love the people who hate them the most.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean, we love our politicians here.
Oh, I'm sorry, I mean to laugh there.
Think about it. We love these politicians. They don't give a damn about us. I mean, they vote for what they vote for unanimously to give themselves a raise, but give the common people money? No. They bail out banks? They bail out people? Nope. But we love them and vote them in every time. I mean, hell, Newt Gingrich, who front runner, he at one time was talking about giving the death penalty to people who smoke weed. And hell, he said in the past that he smoked weed, so he would kill himself. So you don't know what he do to you.
Can't listen to Newt Gingrich. He bleaches his ass. His anus. Remember that anal bleaching?
Yeah, I'm trying not to. I'm not trying to get that picture in my head.
Something is seriously wrong with that dude. So you can't listen to nothing. Not one word that comes out of his mouth.
Right, but, you know, doesn't that go back to what we were talking about? People crying in the street over dictators who probably didn't affect their life personally at all. I mean, you know how people, like, we talk about Guru died, Heavy D died, and then you talk about other celebrities dying, and nobody would talk about my homie Marcus dying.
Right.
My homie David dying.
Right.
Because they're not important because they didn't make a record.
Right.
We care about people who are on TV and in the spotlight more than you care about that person right across the street from you.
Yeah.
For some reason, the exact opposite of what you should do.
Elijah foolishness.
Yes, it is at its finest. Another case of Elijah foolishness. Mayor DeStefano out of New Haven, Connecticut. You know, he wants voting rights for illegal residents in his city. And he sat down on TV and was like, yeah, you know what? Even though the 26th Amendment says that U.S. citizens have the right to vote, and it only applies to federal elections, not local. And he used the argument that, well, African Americans and women couldn't vote back in the day. So illegal aliens here in the United States should be able to vote.
Now, no, but here we go again, another ignorant person trying to make this, make a comparison. That it's just stupid. First of all, we built this country, so we should have had the right to begin with. We should never even be here. But let's just ignore that. And they're illegal. The key word is illegal. Huh. So why would you? And then to me, here we go again with political bullshit. You're saying that because you want the vote of the people that are legal.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, politicians don't do that. Are you serious? Are you serious? You're saying that a politician is pandering for votes from illegal people, illegal mm-hmm. voters? Are you?
Most
really?
Most definitely.
Oh, I.
Definitely.
You are hurting my heart tonight, Lex.
I'm so sorry to do
You're
that.
Hurting. My heart.
I'm not sorry. Somebody need to slap America in the face and wake their ass up. I mean, this is just ridiculous. No, this is foolishness.
Yeah. I agree. I saw it. Like, okay. And then to say, well, women and African Americans, well, there was such a thing as slavery. Illegal aliens in the 21st century, although there may be indentured servitude wages, it's not legal chattel slavery.
Hmm.
There's a big ass difference. And him trying to use that issue because he wants some cheap labor in his town so they don't have to pay a real wage to people. And also getting those folks to vote for him. And I'm guessing that if it wasn't projected that they would vote for him and that his supporters were part of that community, he probably wouldn't be going for that. He'd be doing the exact opposite if he was in the town that was primarily non-illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's the place. If we did a sweep, New Haven, Connecticut, you probably can wipe out half the town.
Wow.
I don't know. I could be wrong. Maybe they're all high there. I don't know. Maybe he's high. I don't know. On that note, we go. We gonna go on break because I'm cheesy like that. I'm going with Method Man and Red Man. How High, the remix off their album Blackout.
Wow.
Take it from the top. Tippy. Hey. Dead body like a to lie, get it up. The shit broke down like a flare. Since the dark side tags you into Hollywood Square. 6 million ways to die, so I chose. Made it 6 million and run with your eyes closed. The blindfold cold so you can feel the rap. It shattered the glass in second half of your monkey ass. And you're my man.
Difficulties, it seems that Blog Talk's audio controls seem to be a trifle off.
You said that so nice and professional.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Method Man Red Man, How High the Remix, off their classic album, at least to me, Blackout. Cause I can listen to every song on there because Method Man and Red Man are stupid and they're lyrically ill at the same time. So what's good enough for me is good enough for me. not good enough for me, though, and apparently a whole bunch of people down in Houston, they're crack shirts that are sold at D&D discounts, where I guess on the shirt is showing how to cook crack on the shirt, and on the shirt is also stacked paper saying nothing.
Are you, they're giving people instructions on how to cook crack.
Yeah, on the t-shirt. All for $8. And
you know what?
There's baking soda on it. There's cooking cocaine, the spoon. It's a crack shirt.
You remember we talked about serial killers? Like the serial killers that are not necessarily literal, as in going around shooting or stabbing people. But remember the guy with HIV that, well, with full-blown AIDS that was going around giving it to people on purpose? This is really the same thing, because you are attempting to kill thousands of people. This is just another way of murdering somebody. That's the way I see it. I don't think it's foolishness. I think it's straight up bullshit.
No.
It's. I hope every last one of them t-shirts burn up wherever they are. If they in a box, in a warehouse, or wherever, I hope that nobody pays one red cent for them, and that somehow some they are destroyed and they don't get out there.
Unfortunately, they're going to get out there. They've already gotten out there. Somebody was wearing it for it to even get some attention.
What's cute about that?
Well, you, just like anything else, you know, you have people who think the drug game is, you know, that's what it is. People enjoy, you know, the whole Scarface, the whole image. Yeah, I'm successful. Hey, just forget that he got his head blown off and he had like 582 bullets in him.
Right. He had holes all through his body, and that's who you worship, or that's your idol.
Yeah, there's nothing that says important like selling drugs and ruining your community. I mean, and that's what the shirt represents for me.
Yeah.
You know, I killed my people. I killed my people. And that's your lyrics.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's depressing me. You got something else for me?
Yeah. It depressed me too. Not more than Then the damn Walmart. There's a man who stabbed
Walmart.
His woman to death in Walmart. I mean, stabbed her to death. And what do the people in Walmart do? They put some tape around it. They roped the area around and was like, y'all go ahead on and continue shopping. Please.
And the police allowed them to continue to operate, to stay open?
Well, technically, the police can't close the store.
It's a crime scene.
Yeah, and the crime scene was walled off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, don't stop. Buy your toaster.
You know, that is just so disrespectful.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like we glossing over the fact that a man stabbed his wife to death in public. I mean, because that is a sick enough crime. As it is, he just, for whatever reason, I don't know what she said or did that made him like, I'm going to kill you right here. And you compound that with the fact that they're like, well, we're not going to close the store, even though someone was stabbed to death in our store at the height of the day.
And it just shows you how cold and heartless we have become, because here this woman was just murdered in a store full of people. And what do? They just keep on Christmas shopping.
Hey, got to get it. I got to get them presents.
My heart just sank.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible state of mind that people are in right now. It's shop, get them Christmas gifts, or bust. And like the blogger, the Butterfly Effect says, they don't want to lose that money. But, I mean, you know, and not losing the money, it's like you lose a piece of your soul. Not that Walmart would technically have a soul, because corporations, they're about making money, period. Rain, sleet, snow, or shine. But
don't matter.
Yeah, but ain't that like, you know, you talking about pimping and you know, bitch, you better get my money.
Right.
I don't care if your best friend got killed. Get out there and get me that money.
I should. There's really no more that I can say. Words cannot even describe how angry I feel over this story.
Well,
and then at the same time, helpless, because there's nothing to be done about it. There's nothing that you can do about it.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, and take it a step further. We have a guy. I don't even know how to even say this. This bastard set an old lady on fire in the elevator because she owed him $2,000. And, you know, I just thought about it. Like, is this time of year? I know people that buy humbug and all that, but there's a reason why I don't care for this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
Because things of this nature happen at this time of year. That doesn't, I mean, not to say that bad things don't happen all year, but we get an extra dose of ugly from November 26th on till we all get good cheer on December 25th. You know, I mean,
I'm going to treat you like trash all year long, but on December 25th, I'm going to just love on you a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's not even about treating you like trash. I mean, I just think that when we get into this 1 month frame, these 31 days or so, where everybody's trying to build up the joy on earth.
I'm just saying it's hypocritical. That's all.
Just a little.
It's hypocritical. It's like Black History Month. Why the hell would you give us the shortest month out of the year to celebrate the history of African Americans? But shouldn't we be celebrating that all year long?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, that's the subject we'll get into.
I'm just saying, it's hypocritical.
Well, it was Frederick Douglass's birthday in February, which is why that month was chosen, among other things. So,
but why can't we still celebrate it all year? Just like the analogy I'm making is, why be good and kind towards one another for 1 month out of the year, or, you know, when we should be that way towards each other the best that we can for the whole year, is what I'm saying.
Well, I've got a whole lot to say about that, and I got a whole February show to talk about that. When Black History Month comes, we will definitely delve into that.
Yes,
but right now, we going to go into something a little more personally relevant here. Obama signing the National Defense Authorization Act. Even though he said he wasn't going to, you know, the whole we can detain U.S. citizens. And then he says, after he signed it, but we're going to go back and we're going to try to repeal parts of the act that aren't good. And I'm asking this question here. You know, 100. If there's something that I don't like, why would I vote for it so that I can come back and say, well, you know, I voted for it because some of it I like, but this part I didn't like. So, I mean, can you help me with the whole I authorized somebody to whoop your ass, but I'm going to fight to repeal that as soon as I authorize it.
I could try.
Please try.
See, this show is called Illogic Foolishness, but it seems to have a lot to do with the bullshit of politicians. I mean, first of all, if there's an issue that a person that you want on your side has, you favor it so that you can get that clout with that person. But hindsight, when you want clout with more people, because actually you have already fulfilled your promise, you know, you voted for it, but you never said that you wouldn't repeal it. You never said that you wouldn't talk against it later on. So in order to get more clout with other people, you do this bullshit. It's like the bait and switch. The old switcheroo. That's what it is. That's all it is.
Well, don't bait and switch me. I mean, don't say I don't like it, but I'm going to support it. And soon as I vote for it and authorize it, then I'm going to help you out. I'm like, homie, if you don't like somebody whooping my ass, don't authorize it, but then say, after I authorize them whooping your ass, I'm going to and try to repeal it.
Right.
No. Save me the ass whooping beforehand.
Right. Well, unfortunately, that's just the game of politics, is you know, with the healthcare plan thing. Mm-hmm. You know, a long time ago, the Republicans had just about the very same healthcare plan, but that the Democrats didn't want it. And now that the Democrats have it, the Republicans don't want it. Why? Because one side wants the credit, but the other side doesn't want to give them the credit. So they go back and forth and play with our lives.
No, they just don't want to give you anything. And I think that's the point. They pretend like they care when they really don't.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And that would be it. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank you, Miss 100%, for being the great co-host that you are. For everybody, for Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. After N-Word. We are Smooth Drama, and we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.